Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. Today we are going confessions from you, from the listeners who wrote in directly on Jot Forms to share their experiences being a mum. If I had to talk about all of the highlights over the past 3 years doing this podcast, reading these confessions would hands down be one of the highlights. I'm not giving you one confession today. I'm going to give you all of the best confessions. All of the ones that really shook me, gave me goosebumps, and I saved because I thought there is just no way that I cannot share these because they 100% made me feel validated, not alone, and really seen in my experience of motherhood. I'm going to read them out. Some of these are funny. Some of them are heavy. All of them are true. And if you've ever felt like you're the only one thinking, is this just me? This episode is your permission slip to stop hiding and know that there are hundreds of women, if not thousands, I have no idea how many, but they are in this community, that's for sure, who feel exactly the same way. So I'm going to do two categories with the confessions. One is funnier and two is a bit darker. Let's start with funny. The first one is, I often dry wet dishes from the dishwasher with clothes that I'm wearing. I scoop out the soap in my hands and put it in the dishwasher. And I do this for over a week because I just want to avoid refilling the dispenser. That is my level of executive function this week. Next one, I regularly use baby wipes to clean the bench, my face, the floor, and then once the toaster. That is where I'm at with my domestic shortcuts. All I'm going to say to that person is please do not flush the baby wipes down the toilet because you may also clog your toilet. I really like this one because this is so relatable. I wear noise-canceling headphones during dinner so I don't scream when my husband chews too loud. I've started calling it mummy's cone of tolerance. I actually love that one. I think if we surveyed how many people wear noise-canceling headphones, their kids, them, and how nobody speaks during dinner, I think we would find a lot of people. Okay, let's move on to some of the heavier ones. Every day feels hard. Everyone seems to be holding it together or faking it better than me. I love my kids, but I don't enjoy parenting. I wish I knew how to let it all go. Or this one, I diagnose ADHD for a living and I was the last person to realize that I have it. My clients assumed that I knew and I actually didn't even know. I felt like an idiot. Next one, I'm really loving recovering from major surgery. While I lie in bed, the household explodes around me. They've run out of toilet paper, soap, and they've even gone through all the backups that I had. Now they are seeing how much I hold, I'm actually really enjoying it. Next one, I drove to the chemist in a rage and I was blasting my angry playlist just to cope. I'm so done pretending I'm okay. My nervous system is cooked. I'm over it and I'm sick of pretending to be okay. Next one, I scream at my baby all the time. I checked myself into the mother-baby unit and I told them that I suspected I had ADHD. The nurse told me to stop labeling myself and to stop watching TikTok. I discharged myself and went private and now I'm medicated and calm and listening to the podcast. Next one, every day I wake up yelling. I'm so overstimulated. I swear my nervous system has taken over. I love my kids so much, but I just hate being a mum right now. It's so hard and I'm so over it. Or this one, I'm regularly yelling at my three-year-old. I fantasize about getting in the car and just driving away. I'm a health professional and I feel like I should know better, but parenting has tipped me over the edge. Or this one, I yell at my two-year-old far too often. He refuses to do anything and screams, me do it, and then just stands there. I count down, I take deep breaths, nothing. I end up screaming back, well, fucking do it then. And then afterwards, I feel so guilty. Every one of these confessions came from someone trying so hard, someone loving so much, someone barely holding it together in a world that just does not make space for our kind of motherhood or our kind of children. None of these women are broken. None of them are bad mums. And none of them are alone. And neither are you. We all have bad days and that's okay. I love Dr. Gabor and he says that parenting doesn't create the dysfunction, but it exposes where we've been unsupported. Now, this is so true for neurodivergent women. It's not that we aren't good mums. It's not that we are bad parents. It's not that we need to learn more, do more courses. We definitely don't need to do any more. But it's about the fact that we need more support than what we get. We can also go back to the polyvagal theory, which talks about how under chronic threat, which a lot of us are under, that chronic stress, that chronic overwhelm, which I believe, my opinion, is that where some of that mum rage comes from, or maybe that's just me. But even if the threat or the chronic stress that we feel is relentless noise, mess, or need, relentless needs from other people, our bodies shift into survival, and the rage that comes isn't weakness. Or if you're someone who disassociates, that isn't failure, but they can be our body or a nervous system protecting us. We also need to have a look at Dr. Russell Barkley. Some of his ADHD research is just so brilliant. He talks about how emotional dysregulation is central to the ADHD experience. It is not a secondary part of it. It is the center of ADHD. So if you become emotionally dysregulated, if you lose it, if you cry, if you start screaming, it's not that you're a bad mum. It's because you're parenting with an unsupported brain and the system around us is built for compliance, not compassion. These confessions aren't cautionary tales. They're not warnings or lessons or things to tidy up and grow from. They are raw proof that you are okay. You are not broken and you are not the only one that feels this way or does these things. These confessions are what happens when the truth bubbles past performance, when the mask slips, and what's underneath is exhaustion, rage, shame, and survival. And I'm not going to give you any quick tips to bring your emotional regulation down. What I am going to say is that you are not alone in what you feel. You are just isolated by the idea that you are supposed to hide it. You may only take your mask down in the shower alone. And as soon as you take it down and you take a breath to cry, a child comes in to tell you something. And then even in that 1-2 minute moment, you are also interrupted. The takeaway is to actually start talking about this. And this is what this episode is about. We need to start saying some of these things out loud, screaming in the car, whisper to a friend that doesn't flinch when you say some of your most dark thoughts. Text a friend, find a safe person that you can vent to. I have a couple of best friends, and when I talk to them, they know that when I start to talk about dark thoughts, anger, frustration at my husband, at my children, that I'm okay. And at the end of the phone call, they may say, "Are you okay though?" Or they might text me later, "I'm still thinking of you. Are you okay?" And I know that I can say to them, "I am okay," or "I'm not." Find people that you can actually talk to that are safe for you. If you don't have anyone like that, I encourage you to reach out into the Facebook group and just start a Facebook message chat with someone else who also needs an online friend. Write down in the notes app in your phone and never show anyone, or show someone your call. Find a counselor, a psychologist, somebody to speak to if you can afford it. And I know the cost of living is just so high at the moment. But shame is the enemy here, and shame grows in silence. Shame thrives in secrecy. We don't get ashamed because we feel things. We get ashamed because we think that we are the only ones who do. Let's talk about it. Let's say the things that make us feel too much, that we're too loud, that we're too human, that we feel too much, because when we speak about the shame, it loses its grip. And the relief and the validation lives in the split second recognition when someone else says, "Yeah, me too," or "same." And that's not weakness. That's what keeps us tethered to ourselves and to each other. So that was your confession for the week. And if that sounded like yours too, you're just finally telling the truth out loud. No toxic positivity, no social media performance, just this. You're allowed to be furious. You're allowed to be fed up. And you don't have to start every sentence with, "I love my kids, but..." You're allowed to be honest about how much this hurts and how hard it is, and you're allowed to stop hiding it. So don't clean up. Don't water down your emotions and say the thing and keep saying it. I'll be here next time you need to get it out. Please write into the confession box, contribute, and help to reduce it some of that shame that mums feel about not feeling grateful for every moment. Thanks for listening. Until next week.